It's 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A federal jury has found Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes guilty of seditious conspiracy. His co-defendant Kelly Meigs was also found guilty of that rare charge, plotting to block the peaceful transfer of power on January 6th. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane outside U.S. District Court in Washington.
Rhodes, the highest profile figure to face trial in connection with the attack, took the stand in his own defense at trial, where he continued to argue the 2020 election was unconstitutional and that the group was equipped only to protect themselves against left-wing agitators. The other three defendants were found not guilty on the seditious conspiracy charge, but were convicted of other federal counts, including obstructing an official proceeding.
Rhodes and Meigs now face the prospect of 20 years in prison on the seditious conspiracy charge alone. Rare bipartisan agreement in the U.S. Senate, says CBS News correspondent Michael George.
Senate lawmakers voted to approve the Respect for Marriage Act, ensuring same-sex and interracial marriages are recognized in every state.
Such people and their diverse beliefs are due proper respect.
No matter who you are or who you love, you too deserve dignity and equal treatment under the law.
Concerns about the issue grew after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade over the summer.
12 Senate Republicans voted in favor of the bill, which now goes to the House, where approval is expected. Missouri has executed a man found guilty of killing a suburban St. Louis police officer in 2005. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has that.
Kevin Johnson was convicted of ambushing and killing Kirkwood, Missouri police officer William McEntee. Johnson blamed the officer in the death of his younger brother. Mary McEntee is William McEntee's widow.
When he left for work that day, we could not imagine that he would be executed by someone he gave his life to protect.
Johnson's attorneys didn't deny that he killed the officer, but contended their client was sentenced to death in part because he was black. The courts and Republican Governor Mike Parson declined to stop the execution.
The world's largest active volcano continues to erupt in Hawaii. While Mauna Loa is spewing molten rock 100 to 200 feet up, the lava is not currently threatening any residential areas. Broadway's longest-running show is going to go on longer than announced. The Phantom of the Opera was scheduled to close in February, but that's been extended 8 weeks to April because of a sharp increase in ticket demand. Last week, the show sold $2.2 million in tickets, playing to packed houses. Phantom's been a fixture on Broadway since 1988, surviving recessions, war, and cultural changes. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
And Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're a serious and qualified SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, November 30th. In Wood County, there is a special meeting notice at 9 a.m. at the courthouse to audit voting machines for the town of Sherry and the village of Millador. The Wood County Clerk will conduct a voting system audit on these units randomly selected by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will hold their public meeting at 1:30 in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. In Portage County, the Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 p.m. in Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the ARPA Workgroup will meet from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse for their regular committee meeting. In sports, the 6-1 Wake Forest Demon Deacons play the 5-1 Wisconsin Badgers tonight. The NCAA men's basketball game kicks off at 8 p.m. at the Kohl Center. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 19 overnight under overcast skies. Westerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 24. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 11. Dry and warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 22.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. DevilRadio927.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a terrible Tuesday edition. Not the quality of the content, of course. I just mean, you know, it could be a better day.
We're the terrible twos on a terrible Tuesday. Evan on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy Tuesday to us all.
Dominic, I want to get the audience involved pretty close to the top today. We've got the phone lines open at 844-967-2789. Our buddy Evan, lightly screening them at best. But here is the breaking news. And, Dom, we're expecting some more breaking news. Oathkeeper verdict breaking soon. It's got to be guilty, right?
I hope so.
Conspiracy. That would be the first big one for the DOJ. And then, you know, that's when the real pain starts coming for Trump, I would hope, Dom. But beyond that, Dom, Donald Trump will be your Republican nominee and the craven Republican Party will come crawling back. And I can defend that point of view.
I know you can. I still don't believe it.
Dominic, Senator Alberta Darling announced her retirement. You know, we kind of missed the topic. I think we should take some time today and make sure to say good riddance to her.
Yes, my state Senator Alberta Darling, good riddance.
I would take note of the fact there is not a declared Democratic candidate yet for that position.
Well, there better be a good one, Crudy, or I might just have to step up and do it myself.
Oh, don't talk a big game, man. Because I've already double-dog-dared you, man. Anyways,
a double-dog-dare? Then you have to. I'm almost obligated then, Crudy.
And put your tongue on that icy pole right there.
No, I won't do it.
Dom, here's the breaking news I want the audience's involvement with. This breaking this afternoon actually really hasn't broken yet, but I'm going to break it for you. The Waukesha parade judge Jennifer Darrow is running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. And Dom, this, as we have pointed out, this spring Supreme Court race, this February primary and April general election, is really about the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And this decision on behalf of Judge Darrow, I think, is really troubling for all the Democrats. all of us that would hope to win the balance of the court, I think the star that she won during the course of this trial, I think the fact that she's announcing tomorrow in front of the Waukesha County Courthouse, I think she's basically going to run a law and order candidacy. She's the one that sentenced the Darrell Brooks to hundreds of years in prison. And she's using that celebrity phone to run as a conservative candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Or at least that's the announcement impending tomorrow, according to her husband. At least it's being reported in a couple different sources, Dom. So what say you, man? I think that this, A, because of her celebrity, her notoriety, I mean, I think this is big. Because Dan Kelly sucks. Dan Kelly already lost this race.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about that. Because Dan Kelly.